This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about marathon mates here on RNIB Connect Radio and the Daily Connect. And we've been trying to encourage you to get involved. All the information's at marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. It's RNIB's new virtual marathon that you and a friend can run. Some of the team here at RNIB Connect Radio have decided to get involved. Alan Russell is one of them, and he joins me now on the line. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Stephen. Yes, I'm one of them.
Yes. Well,
not sure why.
Actually, two of them, because you and, is it your daughter, Laura?
Yes, she has agreed to run Marathon Mates with myself and Guide Dog Quigley, of course, as well.
Oh, so you're splitting it between the three of you. That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, well, Quigley's kind of a bit in the dark about it at the moment, but we, there is a route that we have that that I can do. It's about, it's just over 2 miles, 2.5 miles.
Okay.
And it kind of keeps us on fairly level kind of paths, a few hills here and there, and ground that's relatively good to walk on as well, or jog on, whatever you like. So, yeah, there's an area around about where I stay that I'm going to pound the streets for, and Laura will be in her town, which is not far from me, so she'll be doing exactly the same.
But that's the whole thing with this, isn't it? So split the distance your way so you can decide how much you do. I mean, are you doing, what, 2 miles and Laura's doing 25 miles? Or are you splitting
don't
it?
Give the secret away. yeah, we do. You can both do the full 26.2 if you like, or you can split it down the middle. You can take it over a few days as well. So what we decided to, because Laura works different shifts as well, is we decided that we would do it 13.1 miles each, and we would do it kind of roughly at the same time if we could. We'll do it in different areas because that means we don't need to travel to meet up or anything like that as well, and we'll just use our smartphones to kind of keep in touch as we're doing it. And we're going to use Strava, I think it is, that will update the Just Giving page to show that we have actually been doing the miles as well. So we don't have a target of, you know, we'll do 5 miles a day or 2 miles a day. We'll just start and we'll see how we get on, depending on the good Scottish weather as well. I'm sure that may impact on things too.
Well, I'm sure it will, yeah. So this is the thing, you can split it. You can split the distance, but you can do that distance over the month. You don't have to do it. I think a lot of people might be put off by the idea that you might have to do it all at once. You don't, is what you're saying.
Definitely. I mean, my days of athletics were back in high school, and that wasn't yesterday.
Even then, so, yeah. Well.
So now, when it was suggested, I thought, if I can't do a marathon, I'll collapse. And they said you can spread it over that, you know, period of time and just do it bit by bit. And I thought, oh, well, I could manage that. That's doable. And I thought it'd be quite nice to try and do it on my own as well, with Quigley's help, of course. And I can do it in my local area. You know, I can do it in a short space of time. You just pick the distance you want to do. You don't have to say, oh, I need 5 hours. You know, you can say, I'll do an hour and see what we do. You know, keep track of the steps and the miles and things like that. So it's really great for anyone. You know, you don't have to be super fit or an athlete or a runner or anything. You know, anyone could really just pop on a pair of trainers that they perhaps haven't had on since the 1990s and go for a little spin around the block. They could walk, they could jog, they could run, whatever.
A pair of Aztec trainers and away you go.
Aztec trainers.
That's the ones I used to have. Still got them somewhere.
You had a pair of trainers.
I had, yeah, I've never used them for anything other than PE at school, which all they did was allow me to walk from the school entrance to the field where I was told, go back and get out of my face, said the teacher. And I learned how to use computers. So, you know, it wasn't all bad.
That was okay.
Exactly. I learned how to use an Apple Mac with a pair of Aztec trainers on. There's an image for you. You can have that one for free. I'm very kind.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this is all happening. You've set up the Just Giving page. How was that? Was it quite easy to do, or did you run into any problems with that?
It wasn't too bad. I needed a little bit of help just to sort out the pictures on it. But I managed to set it up using the screen reader. It was pretty straightforward to do. Got Laura signed up with it as well. And I mean, you only have to raise £150 between the two of you. That's the minimum they ask you to raise. So, you know, it's not a massive amount of money that you can ask all your friends, you know, colleagues at work, or ask friends to ask their colleagues. And you start bombarding people. No, you don't really start bombarding people, but you just chatting to people, you know, saying, do you want to put the word out maybe on your social media? You know, here's the link, even if it's just, you know, the price of a couple of cups of coffee, you know, a fiver. Mm. And gift aid goes on to that as well. You know, if you qualify to put the gift aid on, the government will give you some money towards it too. So, you know, there's a big win-win, there's a big incentive. It's not a huge amount of input you have to do yourself. If you're working, you could do it in your lunch hour just to get you away from your desk, even if that is in the house or in an office or whatever. So there's lots of opportunities to do it. It was quite easy to set up, and you get updates when people make donations, and it sort of just encourages you and gives you some helpful hints and tips on how to maximise your income. So it was all quite painless.
So that £150, do you need to raise that first? Is that like a, you know, essentially your key to entry to this, or can you just, is that the minimum they require you to make or raise?
I think they ask you to raise £150. That could be through the process of doing it as well. Some okay. people I know have even had donations after. So, yeah. you know, as to when it closes, I do not know, but we set it up well ahead of time. It doesn't start until September. So we set it up just over about a week ago. Just last week actually we set up. So the donations have been coming in. You know, the earlier you do it, the better. You know, and that, again, people don't have to make massive contributions. Just, you know, a few quid, and you can make a huge difference to people's lives. You know, whether that's supporting the sight loss advice service, which is needed more than ever during lockdown. You know, for mental health support and help people get used to using new forms of technology to keep in touch with people, or it could be to support the iClinic Liaison Officer Service. You know, just supporting the charity to be there in any way that people with sight loss need them.
And of course, it's a good idea because a lot of people may be thinking they're eating healthy, but then they're also, you know, eating a large gatto and a box of crisps between meals, you know, each day. So it might be a good opportunity. I am, of course, only speaking about myself. But, you know, when it comes to this, you know, it is a good way to shift some weight as well, make you feel a bit better as we ease ourselves out of lockdown. It's a great scheme. Well, listen, good luck with that, Alan. I wish you the best with it. And to Laura as well.
Thank you very much.
And if you want more details, you can find them at just go online to the RNIB website, search for Marathon Mates, or you can just go straight to the website marathonmates.rnib.org.uk.